Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is October 24th, 2017. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Well, here's news that just keeps on happening. It seems like every few weeks we hear about Apple and Samsung headed back to court once again. Yep, ever since 2012, this never-ending saga just continues to unfold. Now, to back you up a little bit, Apple at one time sued Samsung for like $1 billion. Then Samsung said, hang on a second, we'll give you $548 million. Then the U.S. Supreme Court decided to stick their head in on the action, and they overturned the decision, meaning no money's going to exchange hands. Well, that has now led to another case being filed to retry this thing all over again. Yes, the Northern District of California ruled yesterday that the case would be reheard. Although the money ain't gonna be the same as it was before. Now we're only talking about $400 million to go around. Nothing's quite set in stone yet, though. They got till tomorrow before they can get everything set for a proposed new trial date. It's like this insanity will never stop. Been having a few issues with your Pixel XL screen? Well, you wouldn't be the only one. So much so that Google's investigating some issues. Now, this all started off with some, like, weird color shift effect, which made it look apparently excessively blue when you viewed it at an angle. That was the first issue, but now there's other issues with the Pixel 2 XL screen. What is it this time? Burnt-in images. Yeah, not good. We're seeing burn-in things, anything from, like, the icons that are on the front of the display, to navigation buttons, to even photos. And all this is actually occurring within 7 days after getting the phone. Now, there is other reports saying this could be just screen retention. That's causing lingering images that don't permanently affect the screen. However, though, from most examples we've seen on the web, yeah, I don't think that's what it is. Nonetheless, Google says they're investigating, so I guess we'll have to wait and see. Every single thing seems to be voice controlled nowadays. Yes, we get to be lazier, don't even have to use our fingers anymore. That is, unless you had a TiVo, then you're kind of stuck in old fashioned technology. That is until now, at least to these leaked rumors that we're seeing. Yes, it's called the Bolt Vox from TiVo. And how we know this? Well, apparently these things popped up on Amazon and Best Buy before they were hastily taken down. But it does mean what we thought all along. Yeah, these things aren't rumors, they look to be very much true. Now, from what we can tell, the Bolt Vox seems to be about the same size as the previous TiVo Bolt, but the Mini looks kind of like a Roku or maybe an Apple TV. As for when we'll be seeing these things actually be able to be ordered for Amazon or Best Buy or other retailers, give it a little time. I get the feeling it's just right around the corner. And finally, somebody pointed out to me, actually didn't say "and finally" yesterday. Sorry about that. Make sure I got it in there today, though. Well, today's "and finally" has everything to do with the essential phone. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Apparently the phone that's not essential for everybody. Now, those of you that did get the essential phone, you were out $699. Well, you'll be so pissed off today to learn that thing has dropped $200. Yeah, that's right. It's now $499. Why? Because it's not selling. How bad is it not selling? Well, according to a report we've seen from Sprint over in September, they only sold about 5,000 units. Ooh, we thought the Windows phone was bad. So because of that, all you people that were first to the gate to get the essential phone now are going to feel pretty bad. Although it has to be said, $499 sounds a lot better than $699 did. And maybe that's why they're thinking it. Maybe it'll push a few more sales. Maybe they'll be able to hit the 10,000 mark come November. Personally, I think the essential phone is pretty much essentially dead on arrival. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that's our website for all this lovely content. If you haven't already, go and check it out for yourself right now. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network. You can also find us on Twitter at British Tech. You can find me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger, and of course our Slack room with our BTN community. If you're not a part of it, we'd love for you to be. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Friday. We'll be getting caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over, yes, the next 3 days. Sorry, guys and gals, there's no way I'm going to be able to get you a show out tomorrow or even Thursday. But we'll make it up for you in your Friday edition. In any case, hope you have a great Tuesday. We'll see you Friday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.